Well, we've all heard about foreclosures for the past couple of years, but is it getting better? It turns out not. Banks took over record number of foreclosed homes last month. We're talking 95,000 properties in August, beating the May 2010 record by 2%. Now, to put this in perspective, banks took over just some 100,000 homes in 2005 before the housing bust. To tell us about this, Bonita Yoder joins me on the phone. She's an attorney, author, real estate broker who coaches homeowners how to prevent, postpone, or stop their homes from being foreclosed upon. She joins me on the phone. Hi, Bonita.
Hello, Wayne.
Thanks very much for being here.
Pleasure to talk to you again.
Are those numbers staggering to you?
Well, yes, when you consider that it's over 10 times the number of foreclosures since 2005 till now, that's quite an increase, a tenfold jump.
Yeah, so what is the first thing that homeowners should do when they realize they're not going to be able to make those mortgage payments anymore on time?
They should contact the lender. That's absolutely the first thing, and a lot of times it's the last thing they want to do. But keeping the lines of communication open is extremely important. This is not a time to bury your head in the sand and not open your correspondence from the lender and to play ostrich.
Okay, but that's what a lot of people do?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And bright, intelligent people. I mean, because it's not about intellectual intelligence. It's an emotional thing, you know? It's like all the guilt and shame and all the stuff that goes with feeling like a failure or getting behind on your payments or possibly losing your home, and too hard to face up to it for many people.
When the bank comes and says, okay, we're foreclosing on your home, is there anything you can do, or are you pretty much done at that point?
There's something called a loan workout or modification, which a lot of people aren't aware of. There's over a million of these workouts pending, is what I was told by an employee of a lender a week or so ago, and the banks are inundated with them, and yet there's still people who aren't aware of it. And it's where you apply to the lender directly to have your payments lowered, your interest lowered, sometimes even your principal lowered.
Now, if somebody has done all the wrong things, like hiding their head in the sand or just, you know, avoiding the phone, avoiding the mail, can they turn that around? Because the banks may not want to work with them at that point, will they?
Well, it depends on the timing. The key thing is whether they've had a sell date set for their home, as long as the house hasn't been sold. And then sometimes they'll put that sell date on hold or suspend proceedings on the foreclosure if it will work out for the homeowner to make payments if the payments are lower. Because, I mean, these banks, they're losing money on these houses. When they take them back, sometimes they bundle them up and sell them for, you know, 50 cents, 40 cents, 30 cents on the dollar. Mm-hmm. And if there's some way to keep the homeowner in the home and make payments, it's actually a win-win for everybody.
Okay, so it's very important for them to touch base with their lender then.
I want to just mention, I got a call just about an hour before this interview, unsolicited. It was a recording from somebody saying that I had been pre-approved by my lender to lower my interest rate and payments. And I knew that this wouldn't happen just automatically, but I was curious. So I punched the number to find out who this was, and called in, the voicemail was full. But I want to bring this up because there are companies such as that one, whoever they are calling, and kind of luring people in to high-dollar foreclosure rescue strategies, and they make it sound like you've already been pre-approved. You know, there's really, in most cases, no need to pay $3,000 or something like that to a company to do that, unless you're in a more complicated situation, in which case you might want to hire an attorney to help you with it. But beware of the foreclosure rescue companies that just unsolicited call you.
That's great advice. Any final information you want to pass on, Bonita?
The best thing is never to get behind, but if you see any reason at all where you're going to, you know, medical, job, layoff, reduction, call your lender even before you get behind. And I know people who have told me, I'm afraid if I call them up and tell them that my income's going down that they're going to start foreclosure immediately. And I'm like, no, no, no. Get in contact with them. See if you can work something out, like a forbearance where you can skip a payment for several months. There's different options that can buy time to give you a chance to get your situation remedied, but the sooner you contact the lender, the more options you have available to you.
Okay, terrific. Well, I appreciate you doing the interview with me today and helping out so many people.
Okay, you're welcome, Wayne.
And you can order a copy of the book, Bonita Yoder's book. It's called The Heart and Soul of Real Estate, A Spiritual Path to Abundance, and she can help you out on her website as well, bonitayoder.com.